AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Pakistani woman and her U.S.-born husband, who killed 14 of his co-workers in San Bernardino, California, are the center of a massive FBI terrorism investigation. FBI Director James Comey says at this time they have found no direct connection between Saeed Farooq and Tashfeen Malik and known militant groups.
So far, we have no indication that these killers are part of an organized larger group or form part of a cell. There's no indication that they are part of a network.
Mohammed Abushaid is the attorney for the Farooq family.
But the family was taken by shock. You know, they're very remorseful. And this is something that took them and just hit them as hard as anybody else.
Malik moved from Pakistan to Saudi Arabia, eventually came to the U.S. last year on a fiancé visa. A search of the couple's rented townhouse turned up ammunition and homemade bombs. For the first time since 1920, the New York Times features an editorial on its front page. The opinion piece calls for greater gun regulation in the light of recent shootings, including 3 deaths at the Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado and the 14 people killed in California. The Times suggests drastically reducing the number of firearms and even eliminating some large categories of weapons and ammunition. E. coli outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants has spread.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 7 more people have gotten sick, including people in Illinois, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. E. coli cases now cover 9 states. A majority of illnesses have been in Oregon and Washington. Of the 52 people infected, the CDC says 47 reported eating at a Chipotle the week before the illness started. It still hasn't been determined what ingredient made these people sick. Chipotle says the company is tightening its food safety standards. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP Radio News. Skilled trade workers at the Volkswagen assembly plant, Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted to be represented by the UAW. The AP's Eric Schelzig reports that the group is just a fraction of the overall number of workers at the plant.
It is a subset of workers. It's the maintenance workers, the specialized workers. There are about 160 of them, which is about 12% of the total workforce at the plant.
Those workers repair and maintain machinery and robots at the factory. The UAW lost a previous vote in an effort to unionize all 1,400 workers at the plant. Conference Championship Day, college football. Number 1 Clemson faces 8th-ranked North Carolina in the ACC title game, while number 2 Alabama takes on number 18 Florida in the SEC championship. Iowa and Michigan State tangle in the Big Ten, and Stanford and Southern Cal will be playing the Pac-12 championship game. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.